Well, hello, you. Well, if you're here and I'm here, it can only mean one thing. Yes, it's another glorious episode of the Pub Quiz. How you all doing? Hope everybody is keeping well. Get yourself a pen and paper. Go on, do it now, because you'll need to write the answers down, you see. And then, once I've put you out of your misery, you get your golden question, which is your chance to win yourself 25 quid. But before we get to that excitement, let's go. Question number one is music. Walk Like an Egyptian was a worldwide hit song for which group in 1986? Right, here come them ticks. Time's up. Question number two is history. The abbreviation SPQR refers to which ancient empire? Maureen, start that clock. Maureen, stop the clock. Question number three, around the world. Which British city is said to have more miles of canals than Venice? And your time starts now. That's all the time you get, I'm afraid. Question number four, entertainment. Who is the presenter of the popular BBC TV show The Traitors? I hope you're ready, because here comes the clock. Pens down, you're out of time. Bong. Question number five, sport. How many points is the ring around the bullseye worth in darts? Here comes your thinking time, but be quick. Bong. Question number six, music. Which world-famous American singer-songwriter is performing the Eras Tour during 2024? Are you ready? Because here come them beeps. Did you get it? Hard luck if not, because you're out of time. Question number seven, history. Which 1900s physicist was famous for his thought experiment that involved a cat that may or may not be alive? Start that clock. Stop that clock. Question number eight, food and drink. What flavour is the ice cream part of a Twister ice lolly? And the old ticky timer starts now. That's it, that's it. Time is up. Question number nine, entertainment. Which legendary band was the first to ever appear on Top of the Pops? Here comes the clock, but don't think too hard, you'll blow a gasket. If I could turn back time, but I can't, and it's run out. And question number 10, general knowledge. In the UK, approximately what percentage of babies are born on their expected due date? Is it A, 5%, B, 25%, or C, 60%? Maureen, are you ready with that clock? That's it, no cheating, your time is up. Don't forget to keep them shout-outs and questions coming in on Twitter at Pete Quiz. Right, my loves, here we go with them answers. Are you ready? Question number one was music. Walk Like an Egyptian was a worldwide hit song for which group in 1986? That was the Bangles. Question number two, history. The abbreviation SPQR refers to which ancient empire? The answer is Rome. It stands for Senatus Populi... Hang on. Senatus Populusque Romanus, which translated means the Senate and the people of Rome, and you can still see SPQR engraved on loads of things in Rome today. Question number three, around the world, which British city is said to have more miles of canals than Venice? The answer is Birmingham. Question number four, entertainment, who is the presenter of the popular BBC TV show The Traitors? That is Claudia Winkleman. Question number five, sport, how many points is the ring around the bullseye worth in darts? That's 25. Question number six, music, which world-famous American singer-songwriter is performing in the Eras Tour this year? That is Taylor Swift. Question number seven, history. Which 1900s physicist was famous for his thought experiment that involved a cat that may or may not be alive? That is Erwin Schrödinger. Question number eight, food and drink. What flavour is the ice cream part of a Twister ice lolly? It's pineapple. Question number nine, entertainment. Which legendary band was the first ever to appear on Top of the Pops? The answer is the Rolling Stones. And question number 10, general knowledge. In the UK, approximately what percentage of babies are born on their expected due date? The answer is A, 5%. Which can only lead me, ladies and gentlemen, to conclude that expected due dates are nonsense. But anyway, do you want to win some money? Good. Here we go. This week's golden question and your chance to win yourself 25 quid. Now, this is your opportunity that, you know, to actually shout at your digital assistant thingy, because you'll need to tell them if you know this answer. Are you ready? Here we go. What is the largest island in the Mediterranean Sea? Do you know that answer? Amazing. Right, listen out, because you'll get a little ding, you know, in the app that goes with your digital assistant, and then just follow the link, and then, yeah, you're in with a chance to win the money. Bob's your uncle, call Blimey Governor, and other Cockney cliches.